This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Pakistani authorities say an express train barreled into another that had derailed in Pakistan, killing at least 40 people. More than 100 were injured in Monday's pre-dawn crash, and rescuers and villagers worked throughout the day to pull survivors and the dead from crumpled cars. Later in the day, heavy machinery arrived to cut open some cars, in the hopes of rescuing several people still believed to be trapped. An official said the Milat Express train derailed in the district of Ghotki in Sindh province. Then the Sir Syed Express train hit it minutes later. Train accidents are common in Pakistan, where successive governments have paid little attention to improving the poorly maintained signal system and aging tracks. The U.S.'s Biden administration is expected to announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking on Monday. The administration also hopes to announce additional anti-government, anti-corruption efforts. This comes along with Kamala Harris's visiting Guatemala and Mexico on her first foreign trip as vice president. A senior administration official briefed reporters traveling with Harris on Sunday. Harris has been tasked by President Joe Biden with addressing the root cause of the spike in migration to the U.S.-Mexico border. France's anti-competition watchdog has decided to fine Google €220 million, or $268 million, for abusing its dominant position in the complex business of online advertising. It said Monday that the move is unprecedented. The watchdog said practices by Google are particularly serious because they penalize Google's competitors. This is VOA News. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party and its allies appear like they will maintain their majority in Mexico's lower chamber of the Congress. But initial election results showed they fell short of a supermajority, as some voters boosted the struggling opposition. Electoral authorities released quick count results for the lower chamber of the Congress. López Obrador's Morena party will have to rely on votes from its allies in the Workers' Party and Green Party, but together they were expected to capture between 265 and 292 seats in the 500-seat Chamber of Deputies late Sunday. Haitians rejoiced when the Biden administration recently extended protections for those living in the United States, but it doesn't apply to Haitians who still hope to make it to the country. Many are calling Mexican border cities home as they face increasing repatriation flights by the U.S. and bleak prospects for finding protections outside their homeland. Haiti faces political and humanitarian crises following a devastating 2010 earthquake. Some Haitians have recently moved from Tijuana to Ciudad Juarez, driven by job prospects, hopes of less racial discrimination, and a temptation to cross what they perceive to be less guarded stretches of border. Western military experts are assessing whether an autonomous drone operated by artificial intelligence killed people in Libya last year. The instance would have been the first time without a human controller directing the drone remotely to do so. A report by a United Nations panel of experts issued last week has prompted a frenetic debate among Western security officials and analysts. The report concluded an advanced drone deployed in Libya hunted down and remotely engaged soldiers fighting for Libyan General Khalifa Haftar. Governments at the United Nations have been debating for months whether a global pact should be agreed on the use of armed drones, autonomous and otherwise, and what restrictions should be placed on them. British Health Minister Matt Hancock said on Sunday the UK would delay fully lifting COVID-19 lockdown restrictions on June 21st if the data suggested it. Last week, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he could not see anything in the data that would derail the plan to end lockdown restrictions, although caution was needed. Britain's overall death toll from the pandemic stands at about 128,000. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.